WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly cloudy. We're at 1 degree above zero, and we look for it to be partly sunny today with a high near 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In area news, police in Red Oak arrested two men overnight and early this morning. 32-year-old Joshua Edward Maston of Red Oak was arrested at 1 a.m. today on a valid Page County warrant. Maston was taken to the into custody in the 700 block of North Broadway Street. He was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $7,500 bond. And at around 10:15 last night, officers with the Red Oak PD arrested 44-year-old Danny Joe Lane of Red Oak on an active Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. Lane was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 bond. More news after this.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
An attempt by a rural Cass County resident to keep their pipes from freezing resulted in the loss of a two-story home Monday morning northeast of Atlantic. Atlantic Fire Department First Assistant Chief Russell Peck told KJAN News a resident of the home at 54924 650th Street was using a space heater in his basement when the fire started just before 8 a.m. and quickly spread to the rest of the structure.
Yeah, he was trying to keep the one corner of his crawl space under this house, and he was trying to keep the pipes from freezing up in the one corner with the space heater. Sounded like maybe it kind of got some cobwebs and some dust and some other things going pretty good, and he tried to get it out, but it got so smoky on him, and then due to the construction of the house, it went right up through the walls all the way into the attic before he could even see where it was. And we sent some guys in and pulled them out right away because the floor was already come through over in the crawl space.
Both residents and their dog escaped without injury. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon told KJAN News prior to speaking with Peck that the house was almost fully engulfed in fire when the first crews arrived, and they never could quite get a handle on it. The temperature at the time of the blaze was nearly 15 degrees below zero with a wind chill around 30 below.
Yeah, it's really brutal conditions out here. It's terribly cold. We're on top of a hill and catching a lot of wind. So the wind chill factor is just incredible out here. They really faced a lot of adversity as far as the weather is concerned. It's amazing how you can't hardly catch your breath. And like I say, any exposed skin, it just burns.
Firefighters' gloves became coated with ice and were rendered unusable after a short while, prompting calls for replacement gloves and other equipment. Peck said there was just no way to keep warm on the scene.
Well, I tell you what, you got your gear on, but it wasn't quite enough. And when you get temperatures like this, I mean, faces, toes getting cold, hands getting cold. You had to be darn careful that you didn't freeze a hose up or a nozzle. So that just made it a little tougher, I guess.
Fortunately, a local seed dealer offered the opportunity for shelter and refreshments for firefighters, a place they could rotate in and out of with other firefighting personnel.
We kind of sent them off to Wickman Chemical up. They're just over the hill here from us, and we sent a lot of the guys back and forth, 10 or 11 at a time, just so they could get good and warmed up, and they had coffee for them, and helped quite a bit having a place like that where the guys could go in and get warm and come back. And we had a rescue one out here which has some heat in it, and that helped with people getting in and out. But I said, all in all, nobody got too terribly cold from any kind of a frostbite injury.
The Atlantic Hy-Vee provided hot coffee, donuts, and sandwiches for firefighters. Crews from Atlantic and Marnie, with the assistance of Anita and Wyota, battled the blaze most of the morning and early afternoon. Smoke could be seen for miles. There were no injuries reported. Russell Peck said the house had completely collapsed as of noon yesterday. News time is 7:12.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Joanne Jody Henningsen, age 83, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Jody Henningsen will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. The family will also hold a celebration of life service at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club after the memorial service. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene Clark, age 81, of Stewart, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Clark will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Kirby Joe Lockery, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Kirby Joe Lockery will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Chester Pete Krogstad, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Bellevue, Nebraska. Funeral services for Pete Krogstad will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimmelton has arrangements. Mildred Millie Mueller, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Millie Mueller are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Daryl Betts, age 86, of Bayard, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Daryl Betts are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.